This is the Blockchain Billions Podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Marcia Lorendo. Marcia, how are you?
Fine, thanks. What about you?
Great. Marcia, who are you and what do you do?
I am a Brazilian economist with post-graduation in enterprise performance management and information technology services, market and pricing strategy. Portuguese native. And are advanced in English and Spanish business language. In the last 18 years, I have worked in computer software, management consulting, technology, and outsourcing business to global companies such as SAP, Oracle, Tata Consulting Services, covering Latin American enterprise vertical industries. With the value proposition to provide to customers the best knowledge to allow them take advantage about the technology investment. Also, I have performed as a digital transformation academic evangelist with three renowned Brazilian universities to undergraduate students. Because my job, I have an extensive business travel to Americas, Europe, and Asia. In the last 4 years, I went 80 times to India to connect people and exchange knowledge to improve business opportunity in Latin America region. Finally, I have changed a lot of information related to blockchain as a member of Blockchain Executive Global Community, forum created and managed by the American Blockchain Council, for the purpose of networking and information exchange among the executive members of the council, executives from the market, and subject matter experts.
Marcia, how are you involved with blockchain?
I am involved more intensively since the beginning of 2015. When I became involved with blockchain in some discussions related to Wall Street concerns about global growth decrease and Islam returns on equity that are driving executives around the world to find ways to be leaner, more efficient, and profitable. Since then, we are realizing a venture capital have invested more than $1 billion in startups, fintechs, formed to exploit the blockchain for a wide range of business. More than 7 global financial institutions are paying to a New York-based startup called R3 to develop an open source blockchain platform. Note, Goldman Sachs and Santander, the Spanish bank, have decided not to renew their membership with R3. We start to see some movements in the landscape. We can talk about this movement later. Tech giants such as Microsoft, IBM, Google have blockchain projects underway. And lastly, consulting management firms such as Deloitte, Ernst & Young, Accenture are building industry knowledge practice to develop business applications. But only in January 2016, when I attended the World Economic Forum, I realized that for the first time in the modern history, the $30 trillion financial services industry is being modernized. And it seems that blockchain is at the forefront of this revolution. So in March 2016, I started to perform a program, academic program, to research with folks to investigate the practical application and advancement of distributed ledger technology, with a view to supporting commercial and strategic decision making and adoption curve in different regions in the world, especially in Latin America. Also, catalog prototypes and case studies by industry. I have participated in the design thinking workshops in order to create ideas and develop potential opportunities for translating the client business outcomes in specific solutions. We have defined a project roadmap and delivery model. When I was in India 1 week ago, we discussed about delivery model, how to use offshore centers to support consulting firms to develop business applications. And I have done this sharing information with 3 Brazilian universities to share, to transfer knowledge related to this disruptive technology.
Marcia, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
At this time, I realized that there is a consensus related to what blockchain is, but no consensus related how does it work and how to accommodate so many different interests from the overall value chain. But we agree in some points. We believe that we have opportunities with blockchain to help minimize risk, reduce settlement times, improve contractual term performance, increase transparency for regulatory reporting. Everybody agree with that. But there are a lot of challenges to realize value based on this technology. I realize some challenges to bring the often speculative debate over blockchain in the practical area. Getting value, I mean monetize blockchain about development, ownership and control. And there are some issues related to culture, financial, regulatory and compliance that must be addressed. But in a bottom line, in a long term, the opportunity should outweigh the challenges. And it seems that we have the possibility to transform the enterprise and mainly financial services and improve people's life, reduce complexity, and improve efficiency. I really believe that.
Marcia, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
I believe that after 2 years under a deep discussion, financial institutions are realizing that blockchain itself represents a powerful combination of financial and technology innovation. We recognize some improvements that the industry can become more efficient and profitable, streamline operation. It allows people to bypass traditional intermediaries in their dealings with each other, lowering and eliminate transaction costs. This is a clear improvement. We have some changes because blockchain is not going to change the world, it's not a rocket science, but it will change the way people exchange assets, money. Just like the internet, blockchain has the potential to transform the complex financial system, becoming more efficient and reducing operational costs and improve transparency. Imagine, think about the payment system. Anyone who has worked with payment system knows that this is consisting two essential components, a ledger and a means of sending and receiving message.
Marcia, how will people make money with blockchain?
Okay. We are the status today is there are a lot of investments, but no payback so far. Let me take some number. Venture capital already invested $1.1 billion since 2012. And has been predicted to reach around $500 million per annum over the next 3 or 4 years. The roadmap is 2015 exploration investment, 2016-17, early adoption. 2018 to 2024, growth. 2025, maturity. The question is, will investors receive a return on this investment? No answer. What's the revenue sharing model? No answer so far. I realize several potential routes to value, mainly in my work day. For example, applications and solutions. I mean, exchanges, wallets, investment, compliance, payment, trading, capital markets. Middleware and services. I mean, software, professional services, inside professional services, plan, building, operating customer projects for enterprise. Development, interface, platform, and smart contracts. Infrastructure. We have a lot of options. Infrastructure has a service, public protocols, data mine. All this together represents a huge opportunity to the entire value chain. Tech giants such as Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Web Services, Oracle, IBM, fintechs such as R3, Ripple, Consensus, and consulting firms, Deloitte, Deschamps, Capgemini, and the others. So in computer software, information technology services, and professional services, I realize a huge potential of business to support the enterprise around the world.
Marcia, what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
I have worked with disruptive technologies such as cloud, mobile, big data, analytics, social media, Internet of Things in the last 3 years, and working very closely with some offshore centers in development business applications that provide business applications to Americas, Europe, and Asia. So I really believe that to understand blockchain value proposition in depth, the blockchain reaction is racing toward critical mass faster than previous disruptive technologies because it is arriving in the midst of the digital transformation. So I am studying blockchain because the challenge to monetize this technology and gain scale with that. This is something that represents a big challenge for me, but has a strong synergy with what I have done day by day.
Well, thanks, Marcia.
Thank you also. And lastly, blockchain, it's a journey, not a destination.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.